from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Moving forward, does Green Bay, are you good with what Green Bay has at wide receiver? Because this year in particular, interesting setup they had in Green Bay. They really kind of just threw a lot of players at you, and a lot of their players are either, you know, average or above average players. I don't necessarily know if I saw any special players in this group, but certainly I think as a collection, pretty good collection of pass catchers there in Green Bay. You good with what Green Bay has, or do you think they need an upgrade?
I think I'm good with what Green Bay has because I think we can count on development from some of these guys. I mean, it's so easy to forget that these guys are all second and first-year players.
So young.
Even, especially when we put in context that like they have two really good tight ends, and that's what's going to be, I mean, just a pain, a true pain in the ass to try to sort this group out for like fantasy next year. Because like, oh yeah, by the way, like, yeah, there's, I think there's four receivers here that are like pretty good in some way. I mean, Romeo Doubs, in my opinion, is probably their fourth best guy when everybody's healthy and playing up to their potential, which Christian Watson's not always healthy and not always playing up to his potential. You know, Jaden Reed has missed time. Dontayvion Wicks has missed time. But like, again, if we're just living in a hypothetical world where these guys are all, they all hit their potential and they all stay healthy, I think Romeo Doubs is their fourth best guy. And he had the best postseason of any of them.
Oh, like, easily.
You know?
Easily.
Easily.
Yeah.
And he was really good, especially in the Cowboys game. Like, and that's the thing. He's a good enough player that he's probably not somebody you want as like one of your top two receivers over the course of like 17, 18, you know, weeks into the playoffs. But he can give you some games because he's a pretty good player.
Scrappy. He's scrappy.
Yeah, he's really scrappy. Doesn't have great hands. He will misplay things at times, but like,
sure,
he can run some good routes and all this stuff. And like, I think he's a pretty good vertical player. But again, I think he's probably their fourth best guy, but that's pretty good when that guy can be your fourth best guy. These two tight ends, like, they're playing 12 personnel a lot in each. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they'd do it again against San Francisco, but they did. And like, Tucker Kraft and Luke Musgrave are good in both phases. Like, sure, these guys are good blockers and receivers. And I do think that if somebody's going to step up and take a leap out of, you know, average or even just above average type guys, like, I do think it'll either be Jaden Reed, who I think has star receiver potential, or Dontayvion Wicks, who I also think, like, from a route running perspective, is a really good player, showed a lot in his first season. You had to love, well, only me, maybe, you had to love the way he was blocking his ass off for the run game in that San Francisco 49ers.
He really was, man.
I think he's going to be a good player. So if I'm Green Bay, I'm, and you know, even Bo Melton, like, that guy can't stop scoring touchdowns.
I
don't know if I'm counting on like that stuff. Like, I just wouldn't go out and get a, I mean, you're not going to swing big and get a number one receiver on the free agency market. Like, that's just not going to happen. I don't think then it makes any sense to spend a late first round pick on a receiver. So I don't think there's like a path to really getting like a number one, take it over the top type of guy. And really, if you're getting a veteran in here, they're probably just going to end up being a progress blocker for one of these wideouts. I do think it might be nice to have one more body if and when Christian Watson gets hurt or doesn't take that next step. But
yeah,
I'm just concerned about, again, bringing in like a progress stopping veteran, because I don't think you're going to get like a true number one receiver anywhere.
Basically, you're saying let these guys grow together. Quarterback, yeah, receivers, right?
That's what they did this year.
Yeah,
we forget that there were times in the early part of the season where Matt LaFleur was like, I don't want to. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it, but I'm really pissed. I'm really annoyed with these young receivers. They can't, like, he was literally, like, holding his tongue, because you could tell that he was really frustrated by this group, because he's been calling great plays all year, and there just wasn't always great execution from these very, very young players. But you know what? By the end of the year, there was great execution. Like, that's what they did this year. They let these guys grow and develop together with Jordan Love, and then when it all came together, it all came together really well for these guys. Like, I think Love, you know, the very Favian interception at the end, be damned, I think has been great in the back half of the year.
Yeah.
And I feel like we feel like he can be a top 10 quarterback. I would let these guys like Jaden Reed and Dontayvion Wicks, and then in the other guys I think are probably more like complementary players, I'd let them like grow up together.
Yeah, that's not a bad call. And again, you talk about, you know, even like a Bo Melton, as you said, the guy only ran 6 routes, got 1 target, 1 catch, 19 yards and a touchdown. He's a splash play guy. You love to have those guys mixing in, you know, as a wide receiver 3-4. I love that fact. You got Christian Watson there. He needs to develop his route tree just a little bit. But you've got Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed. You've got, you know, Dontayvion Wicks. So, again, a pretty good group of pass catchers overall. I'll ask you this. You've been really high on Jaden Reed. Is he a player that's capable of taking on and growing into, let's say, like an Amon-Ra type of role where, okay, primarily an inside wide receiver, but real strong, you know, powerful at the catch point. He's got a little bit of juice, especially after the catch, too. Can Jaden Reed be a number one wide receiver playing inside and playing, again, that Amon-Ra, St. Brown type of role?
I don't think he is nearly as, like,
crispy.
No. I think he's quite crispy, but it's a weird thing to say. I think he's quite crispy, but I don't know that he's like got necessarily the same like dirty work type play. I mean, because honestly, like, I think Wicks is a better dirty work player than Jaden Reed is, but
yeah.
I don't know if he's got the same like dirty work approaches Amon-Ra St. Brown does, but I see your point though, being like a number one receiver while playing a lot of inside stuff. I think, by the way, like Jaden Reed could play outside. Like, he could beat man coverage. I'd like to see him do more of that and not get pigeonholed so hard into the rush attempt stuff, you know, the layup and design targets. I'd like to see him do a little more than that, because I think, again, just, you know, his ability to beat man coverage is legit. Like, it was legit in college. It was legit in the rookie report in reception perception. So I'd like to see more of Jaden Reed doing that stuff, because I think he can be – yeah, I feel pretty confident that he can develop into, like, a number one receiver type. So he's probably – if I was betting on it, I think he would have the best odds at being their number one receiver. And I actually think Wicks would be too, just because I think the traits that you need to be a one, like, people will immediately be like – like, tell me the argument for Christian Watson as like a number one receiver, and don't tell me how big he is. Like, don't, like, okay, just don't
nope,
mention
can't do it.
Height.
I can't do it.
And I just haven't seen that from him.
I can't mention, I can't do, you, first of all, you're talking to the wrong guy here. Well, you want me to talk about
this is
size and speed? I can't do that. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I'm stuck, okay? I got nothing here. No, I hear what you're saying, though.
Yeah, I'm just like the general you, not you, James Coe.
I get it. But again, who are you talking to? I mean, of course I'm going to bring up size and speed. That's what I do. Yeah. Come on, baby.
That's what I'm saying. But if you can't do that, I don't think you can be like, path to Christian Watson being number two.
Agree.
I think you can make that argument with Dontayvion Wicks based on the way he ran routes this year from the outside receiver position. But so he would be my second, and then I think we're into like Watson and Doubs and all these other guys there. So I like Jaden Reed a lot. I think he's an awesome player. I think he's tough. I think he's physical. I think from a technique perspective, if he continues to develop, because I think he developed a lot in the second half of the season, I think he could be a legit dude for this team. Honestly, James, and I know that we're the receiver podcast, or reception perception, the whole thing, I really feel like the thing that Green Bay most needs to figure out in their offense is what they're going to do at the running back position.
Totally.
Because 5 straight games, over 100 yards for Aaron Jones to end the season. And, I mean, the dude looked awesome. Like,
dude,
every bit of the production was reflected in the play.
Yep.
And this is a good offensive line. This is a good rushing ecosystem. And like, I love Aaron Jones. And I think it is kind of hilarious that they basically asked him to take a pay cut and, you know, slashed his pay. And then like, it's just classic running back stuff. Then you get into the season, you're like, oh man, we're really screwed if we don't have Aaron Jones back here. So what do they do about that, right? Because I get it. He's in his 30s. He's not a guy you can rely on to stay healthy, as this year showed. How can you put yourself in a position if you're Green Bay to not be completely up the river when Aaron Jones doesn't play? Because it's clearly such a big problem for them right now.
It's a huge problem. And again, when they tried to insert A.J. Dillon into that role, it failed. Right. I don't know. Either you need to address this in the draft and find yourself a really gritty, explosive running back that can do what Aaron Jones does. And dude, this guy's been criminally underrated for, you know, the entirety of his career, honestly. I mean, how much were we yelling at Mike McCarthy to get this guy on the field? You know what I'm saying? So it's really been his entire career where he's just we just felt like the entire football universe is like, man, this guy Aaron Jones needs some more runway, and he seems to never get it each and every year. Maybe that's ended up being better for his career in terms of longevity. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. What stirs this drink is Aaron Jones and the running game. And really, when you go back and look at LaFleur's, you know, offensive history, a lot of what his offenses do were built around running backs and being able to establish the run and get good production on the ground. So you're 100% right, man. I mean, we could sit here and talk about these wide receivers and the quarterback and all that kind of stuff, but man, I agree with you. I don't think Green Bay's offense works nearly as well if you don't have a good ass running back like Aaron Jones back there making this, you know, driving this truck, man. I agree with you.
Yeah, we'll see where they go this offseason, because I think that's an important thing for them to figure out.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.